Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what is up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. This is episode number 297. I've been doing this for a while. Being a creature of habit, I like to have routine, and this has been a routine every week. I come out with a new show, and I love doing it, but I think it's time to mix things up, and I've got a big announcement today that I'm going to make, because we're coming into episode 300. I've got to come up with something good, something great for episode number 300, so I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to hear what we should do. You know, it's going to take a little planning. I got a few weeks to figure it out, but, you know, like I tell my coaching clients, do as I say, not as I do. I should have planned this out weeks ago, so I could have had something great, but it is going to be great. But today, I've got a great show for us, as always, and I'm going to show you how to cut costs, save time, and close more deals. Who doesn't want to do that? I've got Sales Rabbit with us today, and this is the complete outside sales app. Sales Rabbit's been around forever, and I've seen him at the shows. I have actually done webinars that have been sponsored by them, but I really haven't sat down and gotten the full story on what they do, what the app does, what it's for, and more importantly, why would my audience care? What's in it for them? And that's how I look at every interview that I do. What's in it for the contractors listening to this show? And we're going to get into that because I've got Sean Huckstep on. And great guy. We really get into a great conversation. And I really like this app. And I think it's going to be a great tool for a lot of us. So we're going to get into that in just a minute. But before we get into it with Sean, I've got my big announcement. Drum roll, please, or better yet,
show me the money.
Show me the money!
Jerry, you better yell!
Show me the money!
Yeah, and that's what this is about. I've got a new podcast I'm starting. It is called The Roofer Coach. Got The Roofer Show. Now we got The Roofer Coach. I've also got The Roofer Mastermind, as you may know, where we have mastermind groups. We get all our contractors together, and we come up with the best of the best. But this show, The Roofer Coach, let me tell you why I'm doing it. Because on The Roofer Show, I got to keep all these straight. I got to shorten this up, and that's what we're going to do because, you know, I have a tendency of kind of rambling on. I start talking about some of the coaching calls that I had that week, or maybe I've got some tips that I've been thinking about that I think will help contractors out, make more money, and really, more importantly, get more free time, because that's what I really think is important in this business, is being able to have the time that we can spend how we want, spend with our family, spend on our hobbies, whatever that is. And as many of you know, I started this podcast, well, this would be almost 300 weeks ago, a long time. I started this after I had sold my business, retired, and I wanted to reconnect with the industry. You know, I love this industry, and you can only do so much screwing around, playing golf, traveling, doing all these things. So I need a little stimulation for my mind. Crossword puzzles just aren't enough. So I started this podcast and I really enjoyed it. It was really started as a hobby. Didn't expect to do more than, you know, 10 shows. The average podcaster quits after 7 shows. That's why there's millions of podcasts out there. Very few of them survive that long or continue. And all you got to do is just go look back. It's, you know, when's the last time these guys did one of these shows? You know, they just quit. And I'm not going to quit. I just keep on going and I love doing it. But I started off with an interview show. And what I wanted to do was think about my avatar, my ideal customer. Who am I speaking to? Well, that's you, the contractor. And what I looked at was what I would have wanted to know when I was growing my roofing business. Let's say I'm 10 years into, let's say I'm a couple of years into my business and I'm just starting to grow and I'm struggling. We all have the same struggles. And if we can find ways to make it easier, a little less painful, a little more profitable, we can all learn from those things. And that's what this show is about. I ask the questions from the guests that I think are going to help you, and I get the answers that I would have wanted to know that are going to help you run a more profitable business. Less headaches, less screwing around, less wearing all the hats, less putting out fires, getting things organized. And it took me a long time to do that. And I talk about my experience where, you know, I finally got a coach, and the smartest thing I ever did got me organized, built a business plan, built a business that did not rely on me. On the day-to-day actions, that was my goal, and I achieved that. But it takes planning, it takes great execution, great people. How do you hire those people? That's what we talk about on this show. Those are the experiences that I share. So we started off at that, then I started getting requests for coaching. And, you know, I did more and more of that. And I love doing that because I love helping other contractors. So I get on coaching calls and I can see the advantage in sharing some of these calls because we all struggle with the same issues. And on those calls, I have contractors, here's the problem they're having. And we come up with solutions, and I use my experience in my business. I use my experience with coaching other contractors or talking with other contractors. You know, continuous learning. I'm always learning, always curious. I want to learn new skills, even though I'm a little older than most of you guys, I think. But it's great. So that's what I intended to do with this show. I focus on contractors that are really just kind of starting off up to about $6-8 million in annual sales. And the reason that I do that is because I think those are the guys that really need the help. That's the underserved market. You know, I know that larger contractors, everybody's got a coach. And what's required is that you need on-site coaching a lot of times. And that's what I had. I would have my coach come out and work with our people, work in our business, work on our systems. Well, you know, traveling's a real pain in the ass these days. I sit here in California. You know, I really like it. I don't want to travel. I don't want to go, you know, get on a flight these days. Are you kidding? It's tough. I did that. So I like doing what I'm doing here. And when helping the smaller contractor, I can do that on Zoom. And I do that. And that's why I focus down. My business, yeah, you know, we did around $10 million in annual sales. And that was kind of my sweet spot. I didn't want to grow this big company. You know, that wasn't important to me. What was important is that I had free time. I spent my time with, you know, my kids, watching them grow up, traveling altogether, doing the things that I wanted to do. Skied the world, had a lot of hobbies. And to this day, you know, I've retired and I'm doing them. You know, and that's the difference of so many guys that retire. They don't know what the hell to do. All they did was work their ass off in this business, grind it out, and by the time they got it, you know, done with it, spit out, they're all beat up, and they can't enjoy the end of the road, whatever that is. So anyway, here I go. Once again, I'm rambling on. So the Roofer Show is now going to be shortened up. And it's going to be straight interview. I'm not going to talk about the coaching calls and so forth. However, I think those are so helpful. What's helpful is learning from other contractors. So I'm starting the Roofer Coach podcast. And what that is to be able to discuss some of these calls that, you know, here are the problems that I dealt with this week with contractors, the struggles that they had. Here are some solutions that we threw out and we're implementing. And implementing is the key word. Also, I'm bringing on other contractors and we're talking about their story because everybody loves a story. And I've always wanted to have that opportunity to speak with more contractors, interview them, and really talk about, well, a lot of people, you know, let's say, want to hear about what screwed up, okay? What problems they have, what problems they had, because otherwise you feel like you're the only guy that screws up that's making these mistakes. Well, it's not. We all do that. Everybody's screwed up, but we get better. And I want to hear how they solved the problem, how they got better, how they made their business better, and the wins that they had. But I want to hear the story. That's what the Roofer Coach podcast is all about, stories. So if you're a contractor with a great story, get in touch with me. Maybe we'll get you on the show and we'll talk about it. But I got a call yesterday from a friend of mine, and this is George Boudreau, and he owns Pelican Roofing down in Louisiana. Great guy. He was on episode number 279, and the title was Learn How This Roofing Contractor Grew His Business to $18 million in 4 years. And he really kicked ass. It was a great episode. You want to go back and check that out and learn a little more about George and his journey. Great story. But he contacted me and he says, hey, you know, I'm looking for a sales manager. And just, you know, I know a lot of people in the industry and so forth. And maybe you can put the word out and see if you know anybody that is looking to be a sales manager at his business. He's got 10 sales guys. I mean, it's an awesome job. So we're talking, and I'm starting the Roofer Coach podcast, and we're talking about it. I say, you know, hey, why don't you come on real quick, and we'll do a little tease for what's to come on the show. And why not? Hey, we'll talk about what you're looking for, why, what. We'll talk a little about, you know, the sales management of managing a business of that size with 10 guys running around. That's got to be crazy. I mean, I had 5 sales guys and it drove me nuts. So I want to hear about this. So I'm going to play this. We just hopped on a Zoom call yesterday and said, okay, well, click on the record and let's talk about it. I've got questions. Tell me what you're looking for and we'll put the word out. So yeah, I think it's pretty good. So I'm just going to play this and then we're going to get into our interview with Sean and we're going to learn some things there, but that's what's going on. I'm going to get you more information. It's going to start in a few weeks. I got to kind of get my act together. You know, I got to get artwork for the design. I got to get a website and you go through all these steps and I've done it before. I've got an outsourcer that I have do all this stuff, and I've got a pretty good process down by now. After 300, I kind of figured it out. But let's get into it with George, see what's going on, and let's hear his story. George, what's happening, man? Great to see you again.
What's up, Dave? Good to be with you.
It is all good. So, as I was saying, we were having a conversation, catching up, and you're telling me that you're looking for a new sales manager for your business. And this is one kick-ass business. I think it's a hell of an opportunity for the right guy. So tell me, what does the right guy look like? What are you looking for? And why would I want to pick up my family and move to Louisiana?
Well, to answer your first question, the right guy doesn't look like me because I'm the sales manager right now and I'm not that great at it. I don't particularly enjoy it. I've got a lot of good sales guys, good people that I'm around, but I've learned this is not my thing, Dave. And so I need somebody that knows how to manage people really well, mm-hmm. and generate business. Preferably someone who knows a little bit about our industry would be really helpful. Mm-hmm. And so, I had a great guy in the position, someone we promoted from within a couple of years ago. And he started off really good, but we scaled. He started with us when we were doing 3 million or so. And by the time we got up to 19 million last year, it's a very different animal. And despite him being a fantastic guy and giving it everything he had, just wasn't generating the results that he or I wanted. And so we found another position for him. That's a lot better. But I've been on the search for a few months now, looking for someone that's got some of this experience and fits in over here. So we're in Lafayette, Louisiana. We operate in three markets primarily, all within about an hour of our home base in Lafayette. I've got currently 10 sales guys on the team, 7 residential, 2 commercial, 1 repair, across these different markets. And, we're operating this year. We'll probably do about 12 million. So last year we had some big storms came in. And so where we're at right now is we're needing to maintain / grow a little bit to operate as we should as a company. We have a split of about 75-25 heavy on the residential side. So we're really looking for someone that understands that residential side really well. And the commercial would be a plus. And the main boxes we look to check when we bring people on, we typically don't hire people that have a ton of skills. First of all, we're looking for people that have an alignment of values with us, that, you know, they really respect other people. They care a lot about their work. They're interested in growth personally and professionally. And they want to see the whole company and team thrive. Those are the things we look for first. There's just a whole lot less problems. And that's what our sales team currently is made of. We've got a bunch of good guys, but not all of them have been trained up to a level to be able to produce like elite roofing salespeople. And that is our goal and expectation of our employees. And so this person would come in. We've got a lot of good systems set up. We use AccuLynx for a CRM. And we have a lot of good systems and protocols. I feel like we have a pretty well-oiled machine. It's just that individual is what we need to plug into that machine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in terms of what's in it for them, just as all sales managers in the roofing industry are paid, or most of them are paid pretty well, there's a nice salary, but then there's also some good opportunity for growth. So if this team grows and expands, then there's a commission structure on top of that that will pad their pockets very well. Mm. And I should add too, you know, we recently did recruit someone out from Colorado who's been in this for about 15 years. And this guy's dynamic. He's been with us about 3 months and he's running the Baton Rouge market out there. And so we've got a great person to run that. He's got the reins. I trust him and he's doing a great job and he's a great resource for the company. So we're just looking for a really good manager of people that kind of understands the industry.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd be talking to you about this because I'll tell you, I've known you for a long time, George. You guys have an awesome culture. And I know that you have some fantastic guys sharing those values, because I know some of your guys there, and it's you've done a hell of a job in a short period of time. Hell of growth. You got happy guys, man. Great organization. So let me, you know, I did this for a while and at my business, and I agree with you. I really sucked at it too, because, you know, we've got the vision, we're the visionaries. And so we need some implementers here to make some things happen. And I'm sure you're neither one of us is probably very 100%. Good at this, but okay. So you said, how many guys do we have, and what is it that I'm going to have to do? Because the questions that I think I have, particularly if my compensation is going to be tied to this, am I working with a strong team? Am I expected to develop these guys, turn them into top tier salespeople? Or do we have just a, as you say, if we've got a well-oiled machine and we've already got the systems and process in place, and you know, I'm going to coach these guys. I'm going to bring out their best.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about, you know, hiring guys, firing guys right off the bat. Give me a little, little background on that.
Three main things that the sales manager does here. One is training, ongoing training. So we're always trying to learn and get better and bring more value. And then, of course, if we're growing a team and we are adding people, then there's that initial training. File management, making sure that, you know, we're real big on making sure that we're on top of our business with our customers and our vendors and everything. And so one of the roles there is making sure that our files are clean. And so one of the roles of the sales manager is to audit these files, not so much on a microscopic level, but on a consistent basis, making sure that, you know, our sales guys are touching the files and they're following up and they're following the systems that we've implemented. And if they're having issues, then that's spotted through that process. It's discovered if someone's not closing at the rate that we would like them to. So it's really looking at some data on a regular basis to understand how they're all performing and who may need some attention to help them get up to another level. Really, we're like I said, Dave, we have a lot of great people. I'm inspired by the team around me in a bunch of different ways. We just have great people on the sales team. We're always trying to optimize. And so we know we can get better. We know we can close at a higher rate. We're bringing in John DeRosa from SRS to implement a training program, helping us to learn how to sell and close at a higher rate. So we've got great people and great systems. So a lot of it really is more about optimization than building something from scratch. And then the third piece, I mentioned training and then kind of file management. And then that third piece is generating work. Like we have to go out and generate work. And that's the role of the sales manager, is to be networking with the right people. You can come across one person and it can change your business almost overnight. And so if we're out there having enough conversations, letting people know what we do and who we are, then that has phenomenal upside. And so networking as well as training our sales team how to go out and generate the business on their own.
Do we have a marketing department that's out there generating business also, or would I be responsible for?
We have a guy in-house that handles all of our marketing.
Okay.
And so he does all of the paid ads and the social media stuff and you know, 20 other things that don't require that level of revenue, but he's got his hands in all of that.
So I would have some great support and so forth.
That's right. He makes, you know, just today he was in my office. A couple of the sales guys went in there, had some new ideas on how to target some homeowners with they needed some graphics made. And so he was putting stuff together for them. So that really is helpful to have someone, and I made sure I parked him right next to the sales office. His office is next to the sales bullpen. And so he can, he's always got an ear out.
Well, George, like I say, if I was 20 years younger, I love Cajun food down there. So it's a great area, huh?
I make sure I run. I'm exercising 5 or 6 days a week just so I can keep eating like I like to.
Well, that's awesome. So how would we get in touch with you? How would we get a little more information?
Pelican Roofing, online, if you search us, you can check us out on Facebook or go to our site, pelicanroof.com, or you can email me directly, george@pelicanroof.com.
Great. That's going to be in the show notes. So, well, I highly recommend it, man. If you're a sales manager and looking to make a change, I think this is an awesome opportunity. Always good to catch up with you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, that's going to be a great opportunity for the right guy. So, hey, spread the word, man. You never know. And check out George's story on episode number 279. All right, well, we're almost there. But first, I just got to give a quick shout out to a couple of our sponsors. These guys make this show possible. And I have vetted all these guys. Anybody that's on the show, they're the real deal. So if you're a commercial contractor, and thinking of getting into commercial contracting, you want to talk with Peak Leads, because they will get you leads. They will get you commercial leads, get you on those hard to get on roofs of those commercial clients, those commercial owners of properties, the decision makers. And that's what they do. They've got a great system to do that. They leverage technology to generate, organize, and maximize commercial roofing leads. They do a great job of that. So check out peakleads.io. See what they can do for you. I've got a number of guys that are using their services and they're kicking butt. So check them out. And next, we have got the Sales Transformation Group, because you can have all the leads in the world, but if you can't close, it doesn't mean anything. And these guys will teach you how to close sales. And they teach you how to sell with confidence, to build a sales process that you can follow. They're going to improve your sales. And you're going to need that, because as we talk about, hey, things are slowing down, man. This economy is a little sketchy these days. So you're going to have fewer opportunities, and you got to make the best of every opportunity that you've got. You've got to improve your close rate. And that's what the Sales Transformation Group can do for you. So go check them out at salestransformationgroup.com/roofershow. They've got a number of programs. I have a number of guys that are in there that are loving it, and they are selling. They're improving their sales skills. It is going to be even more important than it is now. So check out the Sales Transformation Group. All right. Well, as I say, once we start this new show, I'm going to take out all this fluff. And we'll just get into the interview. But let's talk with Sean about Sales Rabbit and what this app, this automation can do for you. Sean, what's going on, man? Great to see you.
It's great to be with you today, Dave. I'm happy to be on your show.
Well, I'm looking at this view behind you, and I got to say, man, this is some beautiful mountain. We got snow in the mountains already. Is that right?
No, those are just clouds overarching the mountains. We're in Salt Lake City, or just a little south of it in Lehi, which is kind of this booming tech area in Utah. And we don't really get snow till about November timeframe, but there's probably about 7 ski resorts within an hour's drive of here in Lehi. So it is always a beautiful place to be if you love the mountains.
That it is. I used to ski in Park City quite a bit up in Deer Valley. So hopefully I'll be back there this winter. Hopefully get some snow.
Yeah, you'll have to come visit us.
You bet. All right. Well, let's get into this. Let's talk about Sales Rabbit. But before we do, let's get a little background about yourself, Sean, if we could, and how you got into this awesome industry.
Yeah. So it actually started a while ago when I was in college, and I played soccer for the school that I went to out in Hawaii, and I got recruited by an individual who sold a variety of different products door to door. And he pitched me on this idea that you can come in summer and make a lot of money by just knocking doors, and you're not working just a regular summer job. you know, at a local gym or a grocery store or fast food, whatever it is. And so I kind of followed this vision of what this recruiter painted me to have as I came into this door-to-door industry, which was just something so foreign to me. And so I stepped into that world and originally sold pest control. And then I shifted into other industries over, I'd call it a 3-year career period during college that I sold different products door to door. I'd say I probably totaled about 30,000 doors that I knocked on over that period. And then at the end of that, the last year I was doing, one of my best friends I grew up with started this tech company with one of the companies I was selling for at the time. And so we started to launch this software product to where we could actually drop a pin on a map for a door that we knocked so that you could actually visually see which houses you went to and which ones you needed to follow up with. Instead of what we did was either a little street sheet on a piece of paper where we'd write down the address and the person's name, or if you even go further back from that, you'd see a lot of people that went door to door, they'd take a piece of chalk and they'd have two or three colors of chalk that they would actually draw a circle or shape or mark right on the curb outside of someone's house to signify whether or not they actually visited that home and what the outcome was. And so that's ultimately what got me started in the industry and then transferred me, I guess you could say, into the software space and into the tech space of SalesRabbit today is that journey right there.
Okay. Well, I live out here in California, and as I talk about on this show, there's not much door knocking going on out here.
You might be surprised. I actually think California as a whole as a state is probably our top four states that people actually go and knock doors in. So outside of California, another big state is Texas, Florida, Utah, Arizona. Those are probably your major states that are knocking doors on a consistent basis. And so you may not see them where you're at in California, but there is thousands of them there in California. They're knocking all over the state.
Interesting. Yeah. I was always curious on how that works, because I can't think of when the last person that knocked on my door, generally, you know, they would send the dogs out after them or whatever. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's interesting. So it's not just for storm contractors then. You're talking about California.
Yeah, areas. Absolutely. So we look at some of our core industries that we have are, you know, roofing, home improvement, siding, windows, gutters. We also have a lot of customers in the solar space, in deregulated energy, telco, home security and automation, pest control. Those are some of the main ones. And then we're starting to expand even outside of that to this whole new B2B type sales, where there's a lot of companies that are selling products from business to business. And there's not a lot of great tools out there that can visualize data on a map and works well out in the field, because so many people use or are used to using a CRM like a Salesforce or HubSpot, which is great if you're sitting in front of a computer. But once you get up from your desk and you're out driving around, moving around, business, door to door, you need something that's just a lot more simplistic, that's easy to use while you're out in the field. And that's why we have a very focused niche on mobile applications for people in the field sales.
Well, that's interesting. That was going to be one of my questions, because I was commercial roofing contractor out here for 30 years at California. And you're right, that is, was and still is one of the bigger problems, is trying to get building owners get into those commercial properties. So I want to touch on that. But yeah. So how did this app come about? And how long has this been in business? Tell me a little about, you know, how this came into the space where that you saw a problem, obviously, and came up with this solution.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting when you look back on, I guess, the history and the journey of SalesRabbit as a whole. We started in 2013. And in fact, prior to 2013, we actually did consulting or contractor works for different businesses or entities that were just looking to hire people to build a mobile app for their business. And so we leveraged some of the opportunity there to help kind of fund initially our business of SalesRabbit, where we wanted to build a specific product that ultimately we could not just monetize, but provide value to a larger group of people in an area that we had a lot of passion behind. And because myself and other co-founders came from the door-to-door industry, we knew it very, very well as we'd been in it for several years, that we wanted to help create efficiency and allow people to really scale their business, especially on the sell side, with a tool and with technology, and really change the way that people do business through that technology. Now, when we first started and launched, you know, the mobile apps were becoming a thing. I wouldn't say that it's like where it is today, where so many businesses have their own mobile apps. But 10 years ago, everyone wanted that, and they're trying to get into that. And so we actually worked really with Dish and DirecTV. If you can believe that or not, that's where we actually got our foot in the door. Was we had a mobile app that was specifically built for anyone that sold satellite TV for Dish or DirecTV. And then what happened is, fast forward a couple of years, we heard of this industry that we weren't familiar with called roofing and home restoration and storm chasing, and we had no idea how big that industry was, and then how there wasn't a lot of technology at the time that was really built for the space like what it is today. And so we started to meet a lot of incredible people in the roofing space. We started to create partnerships and affiliates and met other like-minded people that were building out technology, 7-8 years ago for that space. And now all of a sudden we've actually shifted gears significantly, where we really don't service that satellite TV space anymore. We do for telco in general, but our roofing has become our top two industry that we actually service. And so we're spending a significant amount of time and resources going to industry specific trade shows, helping to educate companies, business owners, sales reps on how to be more efficient and create a scalable sales model. And so that's really the journey that we take to find the roofing space as a whole. And we kind of stumbled upon it, to be honest with you, Dave. It wasn't something that we were looking to tackle originally, but we came into it, and we absolutely loved being in that space and the incredible people that are there building businesses, trying to scale and create more efficiencies within the roofing industry as a whole.
It is an awesome industry. As I say, I was contracting for 30 years, sold my business, retired. And then it's like the mob, man. They just pull you back in. I wanted to reacquaint myself with a lot of the contacts that I had. And that's really kind of turned into started up with the podcast. And then that's turned into some coaching, helping other contractors and so forth. So I'm always curious about the automations that are out there. Back then, I wish I'd had this, because it makes things so much easier, makes our process so much easier. And it's amazing. You're right about the number of apps that are out there. It's just like podcasts. Everybody's got a podcast. I was the first podcast out there so long ago. But anyway, tell me, really kind of give me an overview so we understand, so I'm clear on what it is that the app does for me, and why would a contractor really want to take a hard look at this? And also, if we can get into kind of what type of contractor is this for?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say SalesRabbit as a whole, if we were just to define that very simplistically, I would say that it is a mobile app for field sales teams. Now, we can expand that a little bit broader and say that anyone that is going out into the field, into people's homes, businesses, SalesRabbit is a tool to really help you generate more leads and close more deals. And so we're very sales focused or sales centric as far as what we do. Everything that we build out in our platform, the way we view the world is all from a sales lens. And how can we create more efficiencies within the sales pipeline? How can we create automation? And ultimately, how can we simplify the rep's life that's out in the field while still generating data and business insights for the owner to understand where there are gaps, where we can either speed things up or slow things down in the sales funnel? Where do reps need training? Why are we losing people in sales conversations? So it all ties into that, but it's a full end-to-end sales app for field salespeople.
Tell me how it creates leads. What are the mechanics of that?
So there's a few different ways that we do that. As far as lead generation is within a business, we see that a lot of people have an online or digital presence. And so there is some gaps that we see a lot of businesses have where they'll start from a digital presence, trying to generate leads through a website, through social media. And then they get these leads in the office, and then sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it takes them a couple of hours to respond, when in fact that a lot of times we know that if we can reach a lead within 5 minutes of getting in the system, you're I think it's like 400% more likely to convert a lead. And if you're the first person there at the home, trying to solve the problem that the consumer has, again, that you're increasing the likelihood of it. And so we've first started to streamline or automate leads coming in through a digital way, again, website, social media, and get that right into the rep's hands in the mobile app, notify them. And that way the rep can instantly call them, reach out to them, and it's not going through multiple hands, whether it's the office admin or the manager. And so that's not as much creating leads, Dave, but again, creating that automation to get the leads in the rep's hands who ultimately can sell them quicker. Outside of that, we have a lot of companies that actually will self-generate leads. So people use terms like clover leafing in the industry, where maybe someone schedules an appointment, they go to their home, they pitch them on their product, and then after that appointment, they'll go and knock neighbors two houses up, two houses down, two houses across. And that way they're creating that clover leaf where they're trying to self-generate leads, because the idea or theory is, well, if this person's interested in my product, likely there are neighbors right around them that are interested in the product. Then we see full-on canvassing teams that are going out, and they have, you know, 5, 10, 100 people that are just going out and knocking doors and trying to generate additional leads. And then we also provide a lead source for companies where if people are moving in or out of your territories or areas or the cities that you do business in, we can actually provide a notification as well as a lead of who's moving into the home. So that way, if I have a local presence in the area that I have my business in, well, I know someone moves in, I go talk to them right away as soon as they move in. I can build that relationship, give them my information, give them a magnet they can stick on their door and saying, hey, if you need your roof replaced, or if a storm comes through the area and all of a sudden you have leak, here's my card. I'm the first person you meet. We service everyone in the neighborhood, in your area. And so we see a lot of people will generate and create leads through that that modality as well. Our forte is really in self-lead generation. So people that are going out there canvassing, knocking on doors, that I would say is our forte. When people are producing leads outside of our system, we're just digesting that data, automating it, getting it into the rep's hands so that they can go to that home and visit them much sooner than later.
Something I talk about a lot about on this show is the idea of radius marketing. When you're doing a project, you're doing a home in the neighborhood. And I use this example of in my neighborhood, talk about there were, say, five roofs that were replaced in our general area. So I always go by, I'm always looking up, right? What I noticed was every one of those roofs was done by a different contractor. And that just drives me crazy, where I try to get the contractors that I work with to make sure that you dominate that area. Everybody in that neighborhood should know that you're there, you're doing work, and you're available to check the roof. And our goal is to get one additional roof for everyone that we have in a neighborhood. And I could see where this would be, give us some great information to help us do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because what happens is we see a lot of companies, they'll come in and do a job. And this idea of radius marketing, especially for a lot of our clients, people do it very well and efficiently, because, you know, they'll come in, do the job, they post a sign in the yard, they have their trucks, their vehicles there that are branded, they try and make a big splash, right? And then they'll have these people that will go and knock the doors around them. Well, what we do at SalesRabbit to help with that is our platform actually provides you the name of the person that lives in all of those homes surrounding that job site. So now when you go to the neighbor's house, you're using their first and last name and saying, hey, Susan, you probably noticed three doors down, we're working on replacing the Johnson's roof because of wear and tear, storm, or whatever happened. And now you just created more of an instant credibility. You bought yourself more time as a sales individual, because now you have a better reason to be at that home. And you're creating that local presence, which people appreciate as you're going and talking to them. And so it helps create a much warmer conversation as you're going in and maybe cold knocking the door, talking to the neighbors, as opposed to just walking around in the streets and hopefully you catch someone out in their yard, you know?
Right, exactly. I like it. I caught a webinar that you guys did, and I just noticed how much information that you have available on the app. It's kind of scary, actually.
It can be.
How much information is out there, you know, as credit scores and all, you know. It's nuts. But tell me, I'm always curious how some of your contractors are using it, really kind of the best practices out there that you see. And our audience tends to be on the smaller contractor, you know, maybe $500,000 to $6-8 million. So they've got maybe they would have a small team of salespeople and so forth. What do you see? How does that work? Just I'm always interested in process. What's the most effective way processes that you see some of your contractors using it?
Well, I think you nailed the nail on the head in radius marketing. I think that is probably one of the most important things that people can do, is generating business around business they already have. Mm-hmm. One of the best practices that we see, though, is when they're leveraging the tool like ours, you start to actually visualize information and data on a map, and you can pick out different areas where you have a lot of customers. So that way you're going into an area that you've already been successful in. And then with the additional data and information we provide to these companies that use our product is we're starting to become more prescriptive around where we send salespeople to try and generate leads or where we're marketing to new customers to try and generate additional business. Because what happens is when you start to input your customer data into our mobile app, we actually can ingest all that into this artificial intelligence model that starts to identify and saying, hey, Dave, we know that you've sold 100 customers in this area. And then we start to benchmark those customers with different attributes. So when you talk about, you know, a lot of that data that we have, and it's borderline scary, how much information we have. We actually have over 600 different data points on every household across the US. And so what we do is we say, all right, these 100 customers, not only that you've sold, but you've serviced, you replaced their roof. Well, we actually can identify trends within those customers that you have, whether it's how long they've lived in their home, how old the home is, how much money they make, what their estimated credit score, how big is the home. And then we start to say, okay, well, in this job site that you're doing, all of the neighbors around them, we're going to actually rank them on a scale of 1 to 10 of how likely they are to purchase your product based on other people that have already purchased from you. And so we're starting to leverage data in a really interesting way that creates, I think, a lot of intentionality about where you go to prospect, where you go to market, where you're using dollars to put out these social media posts or ads. Mm-hmm. And it allows us to dial that in so that you're becoming much more efficient on the lead generation side of your business to get customers at a lower cost because of the data that we're providing.
Sure. Now, another one of the problems that so many contractors have is the follow-up. So let's say we have knocked a door, we've met this customer or prospect. How do we, because this is where so many contractors fail, that they just don't follow up and they're on to the next deal. Everybody seems to want those, you know, new deals rather than spending less time, less money on the people that you've already contacted, more likely to close. What do we have available to follow up with those type of prospects?
And just to validate what you're saying and what we see across the board and landscape, just kind of set the stage of the importance of follow-up, I think, the audience as a whole, because it is so crucial to have a follow-up regimen set in place. And simply because if you look up studies and you go search online, it's like 80% of all sales take on average 5 follow-ups. Yep. And a lot of times, especially these smaller shops, if we want to call them, where you have one, maybe 2 salespeople, they're also maybe the owner of the company, they're wearing multiple hats, that follow-up typically goes by the wayside and it doesn't become as much of a priority simply because you have all these other things that supersede that. And so if we don't get a deal the first time that we go to someone's home and we don't close them right then and there, there's a significant amount of drop off and missed opportunity that we're not getting simply because we don't have that process. Now, we see a lot of companies do follow up in a variety of ways. The most important thing is generally that you do have a process, and that process may look differently for different companies, may look different for different industries, but there should be a series of calls, emails, and or text messages that shortly follow up any type of presentation that you're doing in someone's home. And generally speaking, you should set up that next follow-up appointment or that next action item that you need to do at the end of your previous meeting. Meaning, if I'm going into home, I'm talking to an individual and they say, okay, this is great. Let us just think about it for a little while and we'll get back to you. Right. And so then what happens, a lot of people say, okay, great. And now they leave it on up to the customer to get back in touch mm-hmm. with them. And then we don't think about that person as soon as we walk out that door, unless they call us back. But, we have, in our system, you can set up, notifications, reminders about when you need to follow up with them, but we should be leaving that customer's house and saying, okay, now what I'll do is there may be some adjustments that we need to make to this plan. I want you to think about it overnight, or maybe we give you 48 hours, but I'm going to call you or even come stop back by your home just to check in, see if there's additional adjustments that we need to make to what you're wanting to purchase or what you're wanting to do, because things can change as they talk about it. And so I think if we have a set appointment to either come back, call them, follow up, or text them, then it sets the expectations from the get-go with the customer, and it gives them a timeline of when they need to review what you discussed and talked about. So I think that's step one. Then we see a lot of companies, again, the larger the organization, the more sophisticated and intricate the follow-up actually becomes, because we'll see people where they'll get done with an appointment. Then 3 hours later, they're going to send a text message saying, hey, thanks. It was great to meet you. Here's my contact information if you need it. That way they have it. It's on their phone. It's on their device. It's not just a piece of paper card that's left with them. Then maybe a day later, they're going to send them an email. Hey, just want to make sure you have my proposal that I sent to you. It's in your inbox. And now it's there. Then I'm going to call them the day after that. Hey, did you get a chance to look at that proposal? And so companies will set up these campaigns that are all automated that the rep doesn't even necessarily have to touch or do. Mm-hmm. And that way follow-up is happening despite however busy a sales rep gets. And I think that's the important aspect of it, is that yes, we need to have a follow-up process there, but the more automated and personal we can make that follow-up, the more likely it is to happen and get done. And you're going to see those conversion rates continue to increase. And so it's just about taking the time to think through that follow-up and then set it up in an automated way so that we can send out those emails, send out those texts, send and make calls in an automated way where we're getting reminded about doing those tasks.
So many contractors miss the boat. You're right about larger companies having this automation down and really having the process down, but it's the smaller contractors that can really benefit by these automations. This is where the gold is. Yeah, I talk about it. You get 10 leads or 10 proposals that you make. You know, maybe you get two that buy on the spot, maybe you lose a couple, but those other, the vast majority of those deals, those proposals that you've already spent money to get the lead on, you've already spent money to make the proposal and go out there, those are dropping by the wayside. But that's where the decisions are made. And this is why it's so important to have the follow-up. Because we got contractors, well, there's a few reasons. One, they're afraid of rejection, so they don't want to call because they may say no. I see that a lot. Also, they don't have an organized system to do it.
Right.
And which makes it difficult. And then they think, well, I don't want to bug them. That'll just be bother them. I'm scared to continue to contact them, even though that we all know in sales that you do have to make five or six, seven touch points before a deal is made on general. And I use, again, come back to my example, I did my roof a while ago. Yeah, I don't know anybody in the residential space. So my wife gets, you know, a few proposals. They shoot these things over and that's the end of it. So we were busy. Yep. We didn't really think about it. And if just one of those contractors had called, had followed up and say, hey, we would like to get you on the schedule, we would have just said, oh, great. I forgot all about it. Yep, let's do it. And this is where the follow-up is so important. Well, wait a minute here. I just got to jump in here real quick because this is another spot for our sponsor, but this fits in perfect segue. And I want to talk about our follow-up system, our follow-up app. And you've heard me talk about John Delorier's ProLine. And this is the follow-up system. I mean, it does it for you. It sends the texts. It sends the emails. It is automated. So check these guys out at useproline.com/Dave50. If you do use that promo code, you get 50% off on your first month service. But this is a great tool. We're always looking at automating our systems. Happens every time. And next, real quick, that you know, you can follow up all you want, but if you don't answer your phone, you're screwed. So answer the phone. Get Ruby receptionists to do it for you. They are virtual receptionists. They answer the phone. They answer it quickly, professionally. They will tee up the sale by leaving a great first impression. And that's what matters. It's just one more touch to that customer, as we know. We're going to need 6 or 7 touches before they know who we are, and we build up trust. So check out callruby.com/roofer. All right, back to our interview. I want to talk about on the commercial end. You had mentioned that, and I saw this on your webinar, which I think is great, by the way. You did a webinar recently and really laid this out because I wanted to do a little research on the product before we spoke. And it's great. So you guys should check out your YouTube channel because I notice you have a ton of information on there, not just about your product, but also in process and helping salespeople. So recommend everybody check that out. But on the commercial end, it's a real problem identifying these buildings, finding out who the owner is, and being able to get in contact with them. Because what we did, we had CoStar, which is I had access to CoStar, which is a very expensive program where you can pull that information. And that's what really benefited our business, where we could tell who owned the building, what it is. And we were able to sort by particularly multiple building owners that own multiple buildings. We would start with that. Then we're looking at certain size, certain age, and we're able to get all that information. So I wasn't aware of this, but you do have that available for commercial properties also, don't you?
We do. It's a little bit more basic. And so, but we do have that information. So one of the things that we can do is within the mobile app, you can actually run what we call business search. And you can basically say, show me all the businesses that are grocery stores or restaurants or different types of businesses. And then we're going to pre-populate a lead in our app with the name of that business there on the map, so you could start to go and visit those different businesses. Imagine how it would work is if you're using Google Maps or Apple Maps and you search for something on Google or Apple Maps, then it starts to populate all those different businesses that fit those parameters. That's exactly what's happening within our mobile application. Now, when you start to want to get more intricate, what you're referencing, Dave, where we want to look at buildings that have multiple owners, or I should say one owner that has multiple buildings, And then we want to get contact information for that owner. That's typically when we're partnering with other data providers that we have great relationships with, and we can even recommend some of those to different companies based on what they're looking for. But then we would actually take all that business data, import it into SalesRabbit so that you have it on a map view. And then you can actually create and set up different routes. So if we want to say, all right, I want to go visit all of these businesses within the city today, you can easily just circle them all out in a mobile app, say, you know, route me. And then it's going to actually optimize a route so that it cuts down on windshield time and drive time and it creates efficiencies for you to get from business to business on more of the commercial side. And so that's typically our path and what we're doing and working with people. But I think it is important, the more data and information, not only that you can get, but then you can actually visualize it. So it's easy to digest and to actually work it through your sales pipeline, especially while you're out in the field going around and visiting those different businesses. It's just going to make things much easier for you.
I love it. I think this is great. Tell us how we can get more and what we should do to learn more about SalesRabbit.
That's a great question. So there's a couple things you can do. One is you can go to our website. It's just salesrabbit.com. And we have all of our pricing, any information about what we do, how we do it, additional videos, all that can be found on our website. In fact, there's a chat that lives on our website that allows you to interact and ask questions to our team, or even schedule an appointment to meet with one of our team members to give you an in-depth walkthrough of what SalesRabbit would look like for your business. But the easiest place to go to, and obviously we've connected with you, Dave, and we want to take care of people that are within your network, and we're able to provide discounts to people that hear about us through your show. We would recommend that they go to salesrabbit.com/roofershow. And that way we know that they heard about us through your podcast. We want to take care of them and
appreciate help them out. Yeah. Nice to have a pat on the back.
anyone that is, it can go to that link again, salesrabbit.com/roofershow. We'll definitely help you out, take care of you, walk you through our platform pricing. But if you're just a really small shop and maybe it's only you as a salesperson and you don't have a team of salespeople, I would even just suggest going to the App Store, whether it's on your Android device or your iPhone, whatever mobile device you have, and just search for SalesRabbit in the mobile app store. And then you can download SalesRabbit completely for free. You can create your own login and you can actually start using it. You can drop pins on the map, start keeping track of information visually and working people through your pipeline. And then once you start to create a sales team and you want to start setting up additional automations, or you want to integrate SalesRabbit with other tools, a part of your tech stack, that's when you would want to start to look at upgrading to one of our paid versions. So that you can set up and create those efficiencies that's going to help you scale your business and just streamline a lot of your manual operations that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And so I would say those are really the two paths, Dave, to finding out more information about us. Again, salesrabbit.com/roofershow, or go onto the mobile app store, download our app for free and start playing around with it.
Sean, this is awesome information. I mean, I love this thing. And I could see where so many of the contractors that I work with, small and medium size, really could benefit from this, because it's all about getting that foundation built out, getting those automations in place. And the time to do it is when you're a smaller company, and start building this out. And that's how you can scale your business, by having these things in place. So I recommend everybody go check that out. Sean, it's been great. I learned a ton. Love it. And look forward to working with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Same goes to you, Dave. It's been a pleasure being on your podcast today, and look forward to assisting you and your network and contractors as best we can. We're always here and open to any conversations.
Maybe we'll see you out there this ski season. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Talk soon. All right. Well, that's it for our show today. These guys are great. Check out Sales Rabbit and some of the other sponsors that we talked about. They will help you run a more profitable business. But thanks for hanging in there with me. I really appreciate it. Working out a few kinks coming into episode number 300 and starting our new podcast, the Roofer Coach Podcast. Coming soon. You'll get more information on that. We'll see you next week on the Roofer Show.